Hey, this is Joe Healy. Today we're going to set up a blog in an Azure web app using WordPress. First, my contact info. My blog is at blogsmsdn.wackdevfish. My Twitter is at devfish. And if you want to reach out direct, I'm jhealy@microsoft.com. So this is Easy Blog with WordPress, Azure Web Apps, and the Azure Gallery. This video is a special format I put together called a stop-and-go tutorial. You'll watch a task being done, then you'll pause the video, follow the steps to complete the task. Of course, if you don't really want to do the specific task, you can just watch the video and not pause it. I've tried to set it up so that we're working in chunkable tasks, and you can follow along. So watch for the stop symbol and get ready to stop. So what are we going to cover? First, my confessional. I'm putting together this video to help my students at the University of South Florida's IDH ENG 4930 mobile app dev class spin up an online blog and web property. The class doesn't require coding by students, so that leads to the solution I'm going to use, which is WordPress as deployed from the Azure Marketplace. We don't have to code. We don't even have to download a coding starting base from the web to do this stuff. And after completing this, you'll have a WordPress web app up and going in Azure, which for my students means they have a web point of presence, a place to start listing and marketing their apps and listing their assignments. So we're coming up to our first stop point. Make sure you have the following available: email address to use to log into the Azure portal, password for the Azure portal. If you're unsure of your login, or even if you have one, go watch the 6 ways to obtain Azure video I mentioned and figure it out. If you're a student, we also have bit.ly DreamSpark student activation available for you. You can get into Azure without a credit card and set yourself up. Stop the video now. Once you have all these things together, continue the video. Now that you got your stuff together, let's head over to portal.azure.com and sign in. We're going to come in here and I'm just going to sign in straight up so you can see everything. Yeah, a little redirect to the account sign in page after we enter the initial email. We'll come over here, enter our secret password. Don't want to save our password. And it starts taking us into the Azure portal. So it basically spins up the blades and loads up all your information. Could take a few seconds for the initial load. And here comes our portal. So as I'm talking, you'll probably see all this load up. Now, get ready to stop. What I want you to do is gather all your information and go log in to the Azure portal. Once you get a screen very similar to this, continue the video. Okay, now we're going to go create our WordPress blog. So come over here, you're going to do a new. And we want to go to web and mobile. Do not click web app here. That will just create a nice empty web app, useful for some other things. But what we really want is WordPress all nicely pre-configured from the marketplace. Click on that little marketplace icon. We come over here, we get a search area. We can put WordPress into our marketplace search. Kind of confusing. There's a lot of options in here. We're looking at the free plan you can use with students. The only thing we can really do here is a WordPress blog as such. So we're going to tap on WordPress. And at this point, we're ready to click create. So why don't you get ready to stop? But what I want you to do is go in, do a new, enter WordPress, and then click marketplace after you click Word Apps or Web Apps. Enter WordPress in the search and get to this point where you see WordPress from WordPress. Click continue when you're ready to go. So we're now ready to begin the actual blog creation process. Click on create and up will come a bunch of options you get to start filling out for where your blog is going to be, the database, and things like that. So here we have WordPress and for web app. Configure required settings. So let's come over here And we're going to dedicate this blog to James Cuomo, who has been harassing us during the recordings. So this will be Cuomo James at AzureWebsites.net. We're going to create a new app service plan, so we will call this the Cuomo Service Plan. And we're going to put this, we're going to leave the pricing tier alone because we're in the free tier, free good. But we're going to put this in East 2 because I know the tens of hits I'm going to get on this are mainly going to come from the East area. We want to geo-position it. Now, the other thing is it's important to keep this in the same area that you're going to try and put your database in as well. So they're not crossing bounds in Azure, and it will definitely speed things up. And in the future, if it gets bigger, it helps with the service charges and such. So we've put this in East US 2. And we say OK. And now we need to create a new resource group. So we'll do the Cuomo resource group. And we are now ready to create our blog. So why don't you go and configure a WordPress blog, get to this point right here, we've got everything entered, and then go click create. Whoop, and we need to actually come in and put the database. So that was an intentional goof. Yes, it was. Don't believe it. I forgot to configure my database. Going to come in here, see where it clearly says configure required settings. Well, I didn't think about that. Now, this is going to be our Cuomo resource group. DB, I actually like to change mine because this is a MySQL database. I call it a MySQL DB. We leave a pricing tier, East US 2. We have to click on the legal settings, which basically say if it gets too big, you got to start paying MySQL for the database. We're in the free tier. We're locked into that. It gives you about 20 megs of space, so we're good to go. And we're running a student account. We haven't even put in a credit card, so they ain't going to get no money out of that one. And then we click create. So get to this point. Enter all your information and click create. Gonna have to do the database, gonna have to do the web app name, set a resource group, and then come back to this video once you've done that. Once the creation process is finished, it will actually open the resource group here. It might be a bit confusing, but what you can see is there's a resource group, there's a service plan. This is our web app, and this is our database. You can go into any one of these and get more information about what's inside. What we're really concerned with right now is the actual web app. Click on the web app, and up comes a blade with all the information about our web app. Working on a series about web apps in detail and some things you can do, but right now all we're really concerned with is this URL. CuomoJames.AzureWebsite.net is the site to get to this blog. Guess he should have reserved that. This will serve him right. So we're going to click on that URL. And the first load just takes a few seconds with WordPress, pretty fast. And it gives us an option to set our language here. And we will put in our site title, and this will be an ode to James. The username here, why not put in Katya, who's our main email user. We will put in our super secret password, which it still says is very weak, but I think it's very strong. And give you my email, so jhealy@microsoft.com. Could have been really mean and giving you all James's email, but click on install WordPress. Now at this point, what it's actually doing, it's installing WordPress for us into our Azure website. Now, thing to note here, we haven't had to download any software. We haven't had to do anything super fancy. You're getting a free blog here because we're in the free tier. It's got 20 mega storage underneath. Not a bad picture at all. Okay, once the setup's done, you'll see WordPress has been installed. It's going to want us to log in. So we tap on login. We go Katya, and we'll put in our super secret password. Do remember me so we don't have to keep logging in and out. And up comes our site. So this is one of those stop points I want you to get ready for. Basically, go in, configure the site, click on it, have it deploy, take the language, enter user ID and password, and when you get to this point, continue the video. But stop right now. Now that you're in WordPress, lots of stuff you can do here. We're not going to get into the details of it, but there are add-ins, there are themes, you can put programs in it. Very powerful platform, a lot more than a blog. But all we really want to do here is write our first blog post. So we're going to come in, click on Write Your First Blog Post, and we're going to go distraction-free writing add-in. Great. Yeah, that just distracted me. We're going to go James's Bobblehead is our new post. So we're going to come in here and we're going to put in a post and go, James got his own bobble head for his 29th birthday. Learn to spell birthday right. And here is a pic. Now you can see we can come in here and we can do an add media. I'm going to go off to select files. I'm going to go into my C James directory. Yep, I'm going to go into C and we'll see if I have a C James directory. That was a cute picture of my kid, yes. I could have sworn I created a James directory. No rest for the wicked. Oh, it's in my Cuomo directory. And there is a picture of James with a bobblehead. So you see it uploads it. We can check it. Once it's fully uploaded, you can see got a nice little picture in here. We can change the title and we can say Mini James and Awesome Bobblehead. And alt text, bobblehead. A lot of good options you can do just with inserting images in here. Now, I know y'all may think James looks awfully old for a 29-year-old, so you figure that one out. All right, we're going to insert this into the post. And now you can see James has gotten his own bobblehead for his birthday. There he is. And we are going to post this. So you can come in, and we'll just do a publish at this point. Now, the cool thing here, it gives us a permalink to this. You can get to that just as easily by clicking View Post. And there is a beautiful post on the worldwide internet with James and his bobblehead. So, this is the stop point. I want you to basically click on Write a Post and post up your own picture. If you want, post a link to your picture or your blog entry into the comments in this video, and I'd love to see that you're actually doing something with it. Here's a hint: if you're in my class at USF, this is part of your assignment that you're going to get to post a link to your video or to your blog into the subject, the comments on this video. So pretty cool stuff there, but this is that stop point. Why don't you go off and create your first post, and may it be as awesome as this bobblehead picture. So at this point, you've got your WordPress site going in an Azure web app. Very good, ready to go. Here's some links to help you out, more details, and a written walkthrough on a WordPress web app in Azure from the Azure Microsoft documentation. If you're a student, here's my link, bit.ly.dreamspark student activation, on how to get going with DreamSpark and get free Azure websites without a credit card for students. And my Azure Six Ways link, if you're not a student, to help explore how you can actually get Azure into your account or environment or as a startup. So this has been Joe Healy. This has been WordPress into an Azure web app using the Marketplace. Very quick, very easy. My blog is blogs.msdny.dreams. DevFish, my Twitter is DevFish. This has been dedicated to James Cuomo of Microsoft, who sits in the cube next to me. Anybody who tells you that high walls work in an office environment to cut down distractions is full of it, because he's been flipping me nasty hand signs this whole time. So lots of fun with this one. So appreciate him being patient, being my victim for this recording. All images from copyright expired content at Gutenberg.org. Theme music is Dark Rock from Kevin MacLeod at Kevin MacLeod from freepd.com. Hope to see you in some future videos. Post comments if you got them. Have a great day. Bye.